Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Don't look at me like that. What's up?
Howdy.
What's up, everybody?
How's it going?
Are we getting worse?
I think so. You think we'd become more natural at this shit, but I just said howdy on air.
We're coming up on a year, man. That's kind of crazy.
I know. When are you going to get me a ring?
Never. Never. If anything, this year has taught me is that I'm never committing.
I haven't got to first base with you yet. What the hell is going on? We are getting worse. I'm sorry. Lead us in, big time.
Oh, we're back. Pointless Sports Opinions. I'm here. Chase is here. Luke's here. We're talking some NBA today. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at PSO Sports 1 and Pointless Sports Opinions on Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Twitch TV, Spotify, and other stuff. Nick's Pocket Cast. Yeah. That's not real anymore. No. That joke's outplayed. I don't know if it was ever funny.
Yeah. You're about as funny as Bill Cosby is now. Mm. Is that going to get the cut?
That got a groan.
Is that
going to
get the cut?
No, I don't think so. All he did was say the guy's name.
Exactly.
There's no. All right. I don't want to talk about him anymore. All right. So we're talking about some NBA. First things first. Feels like it happened a while ago because stuff happened so much in the NBA. But James Harden went absolutely beast mode against the Warriors.
He was already going beast mode, and then he turned it up to ultra beast mode.
Without Chris Paul on TNT, national broadcast.
With Ernie and the guys watching.
Yeah, hit 10 threes. He went nuts. hit a big game winner. But the big story from the game, besides James Harden going nuts, was the friggin' KD incident where he's tiptoeing the baseline, and he literally takes three steps. KD's gangly ass.
He's a big dude. He's a big dude.
7 foot of limbs. Takes three steps out of bounds and just chucks the ball while he's both feet are out of bounds. He chucks the ball in play and the Warriors score. And there's like, I don't even know how much time. Like less than 10 seconds left. And Steph Curry scores. And luckily, James Harden came down and hit an insane three where he was fouled.
He got chop blocked. Yeah, he got taken out from both sides.
Draymond Green effed him up, for lack of a better term, and then he got up and gave Draymond Green the mother. I was like, oh man, James Harden's like, hey, look at my. Never mind.
Hey, what are you doing over here?
So the past, 15 games, James Harden has been insane. Is he already the MVP favorite?
I think he has to. He's done so much in these 15 games. I'm on the hype train. I feel like every NBA fan is, too. This is crazy. Even though he travels almost every time, it's still cool to watch. Yeah. He's still hitting shots, and he's unconscious. Absolutely unconscious. He beat the Warriors himself.
It's kind of crazy because, like, the MVPs normally have these big-ass moments like that one, like where everybody's watching, and they're just like, hey, I'm fucking good.
Yeah.
And, you think back, and, like, Steph had it hitting that, like, two-foot inside half-court shot against Oklahoma City. It was just like, oh, my God, this guy's nuts. And Harden's having another one again. And if this dude wins back-to-back MVPs.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Even for, especially for a guy that's offense only, kind of.
And he needs He needs the postseason success, though, because I feel like if he had more...
For another MVP?
Yeah.
No.
No. Not to win it. I'm just saying, like...
In general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think if he had the postseason success, I think we would have talked about him more coming into the season winning MVP.
Yeah.
Because it feels like the Rockets were so lackluster to start, and we shoved them off.
He also isn't really known for performing in the playoffs.
No, he's not. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He needs it. He needs it to be, I guess, a little more validated. That sounds stupid,
he's
but...
He's just like a... Like, it's hard... You have to be a dual-side player in the NBA nowadays. You have to.
I guess so, but, I mean, look at Steph Curry. One back-to-back.
But yeah, you either have to be dual-sided or be so damn good at it. Like, Steph is insanely good. He's the best three-point shooter I've ever seen. I'd put him number one out of three-point shooters. But, you know, he's an offensive threat, you know? And until... You got to be reliable on defense, but I don't know. This Rockets team has struggled this season. It's I don't know, but yeah, the postseason struggles and everything. It's hard to put Harden anything better. Like you can't put him in the top three of the NBA. You
might have to after you win back to back MVPs.
And, like, think about what he did, too. Like, the Rockets were a 14 seed. Now they're a four seed.
Yeah, now they're contending for the top spot in the conference. So
that's crazy. With Denver.
Yeah.
Never thought in a million years you'd say that, did you?
Golden State, Houston, and Denver with Jokic.
That sounds like a shit show.
And Jamal Murray's been a beast this year, too.
Peyton called it, dude. Jokic is an
animal. Nobody
talks
about him enough. Yeah, Jamal but Jokic Murray. Is awesome.
They got a lot of good players.
Yeah, I like their team. Gary Harris,
that's it. Yeah,
he's good. Gary something.
Gary Youngwalter.
You wonder why you don't know who's on anybody's team. You don't know Gary Harris.
Gary Harris, yeah,
he's
good.
A beast. But yeah, I think he probably is the MVP favorite just because he's doing it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
But I mean, he could easily cool off, you know.
Yeah,
it happens.
And I think the
Giannis
runners up,
was the MVP for the first 20 games of last season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he would be in second, him or Kawhi. I think those are the other two. Yeah.
Kawhi's been consistently good all year, though.
Yeah, and the Raptors have fallen off a little. I think the Bucks have the top spot. I don't know off the top of my head, but I know the
Bucks. Which is good for the Bucks because that was a damn dumpster fire last season.
Yeah, the Bucks and the Raptors, they're both going to contend for the top spot in the East. Hopefully the Celtics and Sixers can get up there. But rolling into the Sixers, Jimmy Butler lashing out at Brett Brown.
What the hell is going on, dude? I knew he was kind of a head case,
but
come on.
What's with this guy?
Come on. You're being a dick. You know, you got all the talent around you. You're going to... Call out the coach. Come on.
Yeah.
You're being an ass. This is the biggest diva moment, but he's not the best player on the team. Mm-hmm. You can't be a diva if you're not the best player.
Yeah.
That's my whole mantra on divas.
And Brett Brown handled this really well.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really like him as a coach that much.
He makes a lot of bad decisions, but he's
respectable. Schematically, at least.
Yeah.
But he handled this really well. He's like, I didn't think it was that bad. I know what kind of guy Jimmy Butler is.
Yeah,
he just wants to be great, and I think truly that's where all this, you know, him being an
Jimmy's
asshole coming
always,
from.
Yeah, he's been like that.
He wants to be awesome. He wants to win games.
He was drafted in the second round, wasn't he? He had a lot of adversity. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he averaged what, like 2 points a game his rookie year.
Yeah, first.
I mean, he wasn't even on the radar until Derrick Rose started getting hurt, and then
Antonio Brown effect.
Maybe.
You know, when you're not that well known. Antonio Brown came from what, Central Michigan or something?
Yeah, was a quarterback.
He was a quarterback in high school and then wide receiver in college.
But yeah, I don't know. Brett Brown handled it well. He downplayed it a lot. I think that kind of cooled the fire. He kind of put out the fire on it because he was like, I don't think he did anything wrong. Which honestly, he probably did. Like, we just judging from his past, like, he went to the Timberwolves practice and was like, hey, screw all of you. Like, I'm the best player here, and you guys don't want to help me.
Cat soft.
Yeah. And so it wouldn't be surprised if he lashed out. But I mean,
that kind of
Embiid does this shit too.
But not like, to this extent. That's what I was about to get to. Like,
well, that's the thing. We don't know what extent it was to.
Yeah.
We don't know what he said. He said, we don't have any quotes, I guess. I was looking it up, and it said Jimmy was wanting to be more involved in pick and rolls. He wanted to be put in more pick and rolls, I assume, with Embiid. He handles the ball a lot.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's allowed to say that.
It had to be phrased differently.
That's what I'm saying.
Make mainstream
there's
media.
Ways to go about it.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a valid thing to say. Like, I'm Jimmy Butler. I have the ball a lot. Put me in pick and rolls with you know, Joel Embiid.
Yeah, we can make
probably
it work.
The best center in the league or one of
We're
them.
We're not the one seed, so we need to figure something out to be the one seed.
So, I don't know. I guess he's in a good spot now, but with the Timberwolves, obviously he like blew that whole situation up.
I think
he's capable of doing that again. But
yeah, that's the thing. Like, whenever you got Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, two of the youngest players in the league, two of the
youngest best players.
Youngest best players in the league. You can't have a veteran, a former All-NBA, a former All-Star guy, being this as their role model, you know? Mm-hmm. This is just going to create nothing but problems.
And at the same time, though, like, he has said he loves it there. He's never doesn't like it. Like, because he even said in his press conference, he's like, when I think something needs to be fixed, I'm going to tell you I think it needs to be fixed. Like,
yeah.
That's what he says. He's a very blunt person. And I was listening to him
double-edged sword
on J.J. Redick's podcast, and he was a very blunt guy on there.
Yeah.
He was talking about the Timberwolves and stuff, and I don't know.
He hated that situation.
I don't know. Is he more of a problem than an asset? But
no.
I don't think that's a good way to phrase it. Like, is he worth the headlines he causes? I guess. I think so.
I think as long as
the team can handle it, and I think the Sixers can.
And if your team continues to have success, mm-hmm. if you start seeing a downhill spiral and he's still talking, that's whenever you don't need that. You know, you don't need that on Embiid. Or if he starts calling out guys, he called out Kat, who's having an unbelievable season this year, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
He called him out whenever he's with the Timberwolves. If he starts calling out Embiid and Simmons, the one thing you don't want to do to these young guys is show them, like, hey, you know, this veteran doesn't believe in you and he thinks you're not productive. As soon as he starts calling out people, people call out the coaches all the time. And like you said, Brett Brown is, you know, not
schematically, he's not.
I put
best.
Him like mid tier when it comes to coaches.
Maybe.
yeah.
He couldn't figure out how to get Ben Simmons involved in a playoff game. So, or maybe that was Brad Stevens phasing him out, but I don't know.
Yeah. But I mean, as long as it doesn't spiral out of control, I say keep going with it because whenever he's, you know, going, he's a two-way guy. You don't get two-way guys of his caliber. He can score and he can defend. He's a really good defender. And if they can all click, that team's unstoppable.
And he's shown to be super clutch, too.
Oh, yeah. He's got that extra element.
And it's even saying another headline came out that said teams are calling the Sixers to see if he's available already.
Oh, God.
And they're not trading him, let me tell you that. They got a chance to make the finals this year. So the East is wide open.
Easily, yeah.
And they're gonna go far. They might make another move, maybe. At the deadline, I don't know what they'll bring in. But
pick up some more shooting or something.
Maybe, yeah. He can never have enough shooting.
No. As LeBron.
Or
he needs
protectors.
It.
But, yeah, Jimmy Butler doing his thing. All right. Tom Thibodeau.
Gone.
Whoosh! Got the axe. Got the axe. Rest in peace, Timberwolves.
Gone like his hairline.
Oh, wait. Fred Hoiberg.
Oh, my God.
They want to hire Fred Hoiberg. What is this?
I don't know.
Are the Bulls paying them?
Dude,
What's happening?
I wouldn't be surprised if our Chicago video where we made up those questions, if the Bulls hired Miranda Cosgrove, Josh Peck, and all of them just because they're freaking stupid. It wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me. Come on. You're going to have Fred Hoiberg lead. You still got Wiggins and Towns.
Yeah.
You know? What the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
That's shit.
Ryan Saunders, Flip Saunders' son, takes over. He's only 32. I don't know if you know that. He's super young. Was this overdue?
Yeah.
Thibodeau being fired? I think it's way overdue.
He
should have been fired as the season started, I think.
The dude's known for not being that smart of a guy.
Well, here's the thing. The game passed him up.
Yeah.
That's all what happened.
George Karl had the same thing happen to him.
He won a bunch of games. He almost went to the finals. He had an MVP. He had an All-NBA, multiple All-NBA guys, multiple All-Stars, and the game just passed him up. He didn't evolve. And he'll be...
And that happens. That happens in every sport.
Yeah, and it sucks. You couldn't adapt.
It absolutely sucks.
And
look at Mike Shanahan whenever he went to Washington, in the NFL. That game completely passed him up. He went 5-11. That was the best that dude could do with that.
Yeah.
You know?
And
sometimes that happens. Phil Jackson with the Knicks. Jesus.
Yeah, that was a turn.
Sugar Phil, what happened to you?
Yeah, triangle offense.
But, I mean,
Derrick Rose.
I'm not putting Tibbs up. Oh, my God.
But I don't know. He'll be on another staff. I don't know if he's going to get another head coaching job for a while.
He'll get He might get another look.
If head coach?
Stan Van got a look. George Karl had a job a couple years ago. Thibodeau, Fred Hoiberg's about to get signed to the... Yeah. Yeah, he'll get another, maybe like a Phoenix job or something.
But I don't know.
Like a
shit job.
I wouldn't
hire him. He runs the guys into the ground, and that's another thing. I think that's the worst thing about him, is that he plays everyone 40 minutes a game, and he goes seven deep.
Joakim, like Derek, all of them got injury problems.
82 games a season you can't play. Like, Joakim Noah literally spent like 2 years in the D-League. Yeah. Because he was so rated to the ground.
Rehab.
Yeah, and he just tore his knees
apart.
That
dude finished fifth in the MVP voting 1 year.
He just got back. Yeah, he just got back to the NBA, like, this season.
With Memphis.
I think they should have. And here's the whole thing. Like, you might as well have played out the season with him.
Yeah, there's like, no point of firing.
What the hell? He already traded Jimmy Butler.
Maybe it's like a kind of like a tryout for Saunders, because if you get a young coach that...
I guess. Like,
you know, which I understand.
But he would have been there at the beginning. It's not like they just brought Saunders in.
You don't know. Like, Tibbs could have been butting heads with Wiggins. He could have been butting heads with Cat.
He was butting heads with the front office. They traded Jimmy Butler for two guys that are rotation pieces.
Yeah.
Like, Saric and Covington are fine. But, like, those are pieces for, like, a playoff team.
Yeah.
Like,
they didn't need that, yeah.
Sergeant, what are they going to do for them? Like, that's what I'm troubled if I'm a Minnesota fan or, you know, someone in this organization. Like, we're in the West. Like, we don't make the playoffs unless we have Jimmy Butler. It's just like, what's the future here? Do they just try to get a better draft pick? Do they try to get a free agent? I just feel like they're kind of stuck. And they're waiting for Cat to take a step up. And they're stuck on Wiggins' contract. He's not even that good.
Wiggins is, yeah. I think he's proven what he is, which
he's mediocre.
Valuable. Yeah.
And if he's not going to hit a lot of threes, he doesn't play that great a defense. He's just like a guy.
Which is the one thing, the reason he was the number one overall pick, that we thought
he was going to be a two-way player.
Two-way guy, kind of like Ben Simmons, except smaller.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Yeah.
You can't shoot a three, but...
I don't know. I think they've made all the wrong moves. And Thibodeau was... And I think this is the end of the dual GM coach BS that everybody tries to do.
Yeah.
I mean, because the only one left now is Popovich. And I mean, he has a bunch of help. So it's not even like he's doing it alone. And he's, you know, Greg Popovich. So
exactly.
I don't think anybody could do this job again. I think Stan Van Gundy, Doc Rivers, and Thibodeau screwed this up for everybody else.
I forgot they gave Stan Van the keys.
Yeah. Terrible, 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 terrible Horrible. Stuff. So, what do you think the future is? Like, what do they do? What's the plan here? Do you try to make the playoffs? I guess you have to try to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you got to try to make the playoffs. If you don't, then stick with Towns and Wiggins.
They're under 500 right now in the West.
Keep doing that. Maybe you get a lottery pick.
You better hope to
and
God.
Then you can trade that with Saric, a couple pieces. Maybe you try to get somebody, you know. But you got to keep Towns because you're committed to Towns. 100% committed to Towns.
And unfortunately, you're committed to Wiggins. Wiggins is what screws
problem.
This whole thing
yeah.
up. Is because you can't. Nobody's gonna take him.
Nobody's
unless you're giving up a first round pick, which like you're not gonna do that. Like I guarantee you, if they called the Cavs or the Bulls. The Bulls, they would be like, okay, we'll take him. Give us a first.
Yeah.
We'll pay him all his money. You don't have to pay him another dime for the rest of your life. But they're not going to do that.
No.
So, yeah, they're stuck. I don't like their situation. let's talk about Chandler Parsons before All-Star. So, Chandler Parsons and the Grizzlies are finally separating. He signed
a beautiful marriage.
4 years, $94 million.
Where did he come from? Dallas? Was it Dallas? Or where was it?
Houston, right? No, he started in Houston. I think he went to Dallas. Dude, I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen Chandler Parsons relevant.
He was like a 15-point-a-game guy.
He was solid for a while.
15 points isn't that solid? I wouldn't give him that much.
Well, they thought that was when 2016 was that summer where everybody got paid. Yeah. And they thought this cap was going to spike. Regardless, it's still a horrible contract. He's played in 73 games over the last three seasons. And he's played beautiful. In less than 1,500 minutes. And he's been cleared to play since December 21st. The team told him he could play for the G League team, and he didn't want to do that. So they're going to separate.
Jeez.
Is this guy going to get a shot somewhere?
Probably. He'll probably get rotational minutes. But he's
owed north of $40 million still. That's what they owe him still.
Memphis?
Yeah.
Then he's not until that contract's done.
They got to do something. They got to stretch him or...
They'll probably work out a buyout or something.
Yeah, but what's that? You
got to
pay him like $25 million.
It's Memphis. What the hell are they doing?
This dude's just, he's holding a gun to their head.
He robbed them.
He's sitting in his mansion. He's like, hey, mother. Yeah, I'm just going to keep cashing checks. Great. But it said that he wants to play, which, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. He hasn't played in years.
He freaking hurt something anyway.
He played, I don't know how many games he played last year, but it wasn't a lot. So I don't know. I think he'll probably get another shot.
I think
some dumb team will still see
a shooter.
Yeah. And the thing is with Parsons, like, I don't know if he cares about basketball.
I wouldn't think he likes money. Got that contract.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. He seems like, I wouldn't be surprised if like the Lakers signed him or something. So he went to Hollywood and cashed some checks and was
ran
in some movies or something.
All right. Who the hell's hiring Chandler Parsons in Hollywood?
Commercials, bro. He's a handsome guy.
Hey, I robbed the Memphis Grizzlies.
Damn right.
Eat a Subway sandwich.
He's a handsome guy. All-Star returns came in. Leading vote getter was LeBron. Second was Giannis. Third was Kyrie. Fourth was Steph Curry. And the second front court player was Luka Doncic with the second most votes.
He better make the All-Star.
Do you think he will?
I hope so. I hope.
He's not going to start.
No. Make it as a reserve. He's a rookie. I don't care if he starts or not. Just get his ass in the All-Star game. That kid deserves it.
I'm enjoying this.
Why?
You know who's not going to make the All-Star game?
Suck my ass.
DeAndre Ayton.
Suck my ass. It's the long term. Once that man gets going, he's going to be good.
All right, we'll see.
He's averaging 15. He's being a normal rookie.
Yeah,
Luka's going nuts.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
But yeah, he's second behind LeBron James for West front court. in the Western Conference, because they have him listed at forward. I don't really get that. But what do you say about this? He's above Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, Paul George, Draymond, DeMarcus Cousins. He's on this list.
That
the
tells you about
votes.
The damn list.
The damn fan votes. He also has all of the foreign countries voting for him too, because that's how Zaza Pachulia got the nod that 1 year. But some other ones.
But
so,
he deserves it.
So
Luka actually deserves it.
Yeah.
Zaza didn't deserve shit.
So
I
the West
had a decent year, but
if it was up to the fans, the starters for the West would be LeBron, Luka, and KD. That's the front court. Steph Curry and Derrick Rose. That would be the starting front court.
I don't like that.
Derrick Rose has more votes than Harden, Westbrook, Klay Thompson, Damian Lillard, DeMar DeRozan.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
while I do find it
now,
cool that he's getting some,
yeah, and he's
you know,
having a good year, he ain't making the All-Star
game.
It's just not happening.
That's no.
It's not happening. He's getting no player votes. Actually, he might get player votes. He's getting no media votes.
No.
None.
For
the East, your starters right now would be Giannis, Kawhi, and Embiid, Kyrie, and Dwayne Wade. And I wanted to see how you felt about this.
Dwayne Wade.
A lot of people want Dwayne Wade to make this game.
Why?
And I think he's going to get votes. I think he's going to get votes from the media and the players.
That's stupid.
I think it is, too.
It's stupid.
I think it's really dumb.
This is the Kobe thing 2.0.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Just because he's old doesn't mean he needs to be in the All-Star game. Well, you need to give it to the young kids or somebody that's never made it.
And here's what it is. It's the whole last dance thing. It's okay, the whole, like, this Paul is my
Pierce
last
had
year.
A last dance, and he didn't make
yeah,
the All-Star
Paul
game.
Paul Pierce was ass for a while. He was ass
Dwayne
for, like,
Wade
3
was chubby
years.
D. Wade for a while.
But Dwayne Wade's on a little more star status than Paul Pierce.
A little bit, but still. You don't need this whole... Everybody's trying to have.
I don't think he should make it either.
A last dance, like, oh, it's okay. Like, oh, this is the last time that Dirk Nowitzki's not gonna make the All-Star game. It's probably his last year.
Yeah, but he didn't say that.
Say what?
It's the whole thing. If Dirk said it was his last year, maybe they put him. It's so dumb. It's all so stupid.
It's stupid. Kobe shot 30% and was averaging 12 points a game. Kobe Bryant did not deserve to be in the All-Star game.
Yeah, Wade's got more votes than Kemba. Ben Simmons, Oladipo, Lowry, Levine.
Oh, my God.
Jeremy Lin's up there. That's hilarious.
Jesus.
Bradley Beal. But I think it should be Kyrie and Kemba. I think that's
Kemba
kind of,
has been
that's kind of easy.
Out, yeah.
And Kyrie's been amazing. So,
yeah.
Kyrie, Kemba. Kyrie's I think they got every got spot right, but Dwayne Wade.
Come on.
Embiid, Kawhi,
that just pisses
Giannis,
me off.
Kyrie,
this is
Kemba.
Why they tried taking away the fan votes, because you guys are stupid.
Well, now it doesn't count for it as much, so...
Back in the day, you remember when it was 100%?
Yeah, Yao Ming was getting in.
Yao Ming got in every year.
Games.
Allen Iverson got in when he wasn't even on the team. You remember that? he might have been a backup for Memphis. Either way, he got in the All-Star game, and he hadn't played a game the whole season.
Yeah.
T-Mac got it.
So it's kind of nuts. Stupid. I don't know. I just wanted to touch on that. We're going to be monitoring that. I don't know why it's such a big deal, because it's only, what is it, a fourth of the vote?
Yeah.
Because it has to be players. I don't
but
know what
if,
it is.
If
it doesn't
get,
count for hardly anything.
If they get, like, the starter, it's like, you know, or like a top-tier
yeah, but
vote,
if Dwayne
you're going to get.
Or if Derrick Rose is voted a starter by the fans, he's not going to get any votes from anyone else. Because yeah. no, like,
well,
he doesn't
players
deserve
might,
to be in the game.
But that's the thing. Is like, if fans all vote him in, then you might get some media that gets it, and then you get some fans that get it, and then you have just enough to get him into the damn game.
Now, if we're talking – well, that's the thing. The only thing we vote on is starters.
Yeah.
So if he starts, that's dumb.
It's the Kobe
now,
thing.
Now
Kobe gets out there, waves a couple times, and walks off the damn court because he can't play.
Now, if we're talking Derrick Rose in the East, then
that's
we
fine.
Could then yeah. we could consider it
as a
there's
reserve.
Not that many guards, yeah. Then we can consider it. But
like you said, Jeremy Lin was up on that.
Yeah, Derrick Rose. There's not enough. Like Mike Conley's averaging 18-8 for the past 10 years, and he
not
doesn't even sniff it.
Even yeah.
So Derrick Rose can't get.
Damian Lillard, does he have what one All Star?
I think he's got
two.
He's gonna make it again this year.
I
though.
Hope so.
But yeah, Derrick Rose, he is having a crazy year. He's averaging or he's shooting like 46% from three. So
I'm surprised you're not on the whole side of the fans. Get him in there. It's just an All Star game. No, D Wade.
Oh no. No, I've never liked that.
I think it's dumb as hell.
No, I've never liked that.
I like the young kids getting in there that actually deserve it.
I don't know. The Kobe thing was all right.
No,
but like,
it's not all right. I don't care if
these guys don't deserve it.
LeBron's
going to
get it.
Line,
to, say like, LeBron averages 5 points a game as last year.
And the
year,
thing
he's
is,
get it.
What's the difference between Kobe starting in 15 All-Star games compared to 14? What's
it's
the difference?
That 1 year, like, because that one player misses out. Damian Lillard didn't make the All-Star game
that's
because
what I'm
of
saying.
That.
It doesn't help
that's
their resume.
It does help your resume. You get All-Star appearances?
For Kobe.
Oh, no, yeah, for okay.
And for Dwayne Wade, it
once
doesn't
you get
help.
Once like, you get past, like, 8 All-Star
yeah,
appearances,
you're
nobody
all,
gives
you're
a shit.
You're probably Hall of Famer anyway,
nobody
so it
gives
doesn't
a
even
shit.
Matter.
You know, Tim Duncan doesn't need 20 All-Star appearances.
Yeah, it. I don't know, it's goofy. But LeBron's going to start, and it's going to be like, what is it? What year are we on? It's going to be like 15 straight starts.
Which he deserves.
That's absolutely
he's the
insane.
Greatest player of this era.
All right. It's that time.
No.
It's everybody's favorite part of the week. Luke, you know what time it is? Luke reminded him to study last night.
And just it's, like every math test, I didn't.
Chase, what time is it?
Name
that scrub. It's time for Name That Scrub. And we got a little bit of a different edition this week. There's a little theme this week. I feel like I've been mean to you.
You have been very
I've been picking
mean.
Absolutely nobodies.
100%
so
true.
So I was a little nicer this week. You know what I did for you?
What'd you do?
I picked all starters.
Oh, okay.
These guys all start for NBA teams.
So you're going to make me look like a bigger dumbass than you usually do.
Listen, I'm trying to help you.
All right.
I can only do so much.
I can't
much.
Wait to hear these.
I can't pull out the Dwayne Wade case. I can only do it. It has to be a little hard.
Okay. Fine with a little hard.
All right. Are you ready, sir?
Luke liked that one.
He didn't like that one. Are you ready?
Sure.
Number one. I got to pull up their information, too, because I'm going to give you some information about them. Bruce Brown Jr.
Oh, my God.
Bruce Brown Jr. He started in an NBA game last night and played over 30 minutes. Bruce Brown Jr. went to the University of Miami.
The Nets.
What's this? You want any more hints?
The Nets.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Incorrect.
Ah!
Plays for the Pistons. He started for the Pistons last night.
Sorry, man.
Bruce Brown Jr.
It's kind of sad.
Oh, Luke knows more than you. Luke
Pistons.
Got drafted on the Pistons, so he knows. Oh, okay. All right, next one.
What am I, 1-for-13 now?
We'll get there.
We'll
next
get there
one.
After you go 0-for-3.
Next one. Torrey Craig. Torrey Craig also started an NBA game last night, played 25 minutes. Torrey Craig went to the University of South Carolina upstate. I don't know what college that is. he's been in the league for 2 years. He averages
same college as Updog.
Not doing it. Not on the podcast.
You're not
going to
do it? No.
Not on the podcast.
What's up, dog?
Averaging 5.7 points per game and 3.8 rebounds. Torrey Craig.
What position?
Come on now. He's a guard.
He's a guard?
Wait, hold on.
You don't even know.
Okay, he's a small forward.
Torrey Craig.
Started an NBA game last night.
Memphis.
Is that your final answer? Incorrect.
Damn it.
Incorrect. The Denver Nuggets.
Oh.
He's on the Denver Nuggets. All right, you might get this one.
Okay.
Daniel House Jr.
Oh, my God. I actually know
this dude,
who he is.
He came out of nowhere this year. He's played a lot of minutes. He's on a good team. Okay. Well, I'll give you. He went to Texas A&M. He's been in the league for 3 years, had some G League time, I believe. He averages 8.6 points and 3.5 rebounds and shoots 47%. Daniel House Jr. I think, or it's Danielle, Daniel, I don't know.
So he's foreign?
No, I wouldn't say that.
He's not a foreign player?
Born in Texas. so he's not foreign. This is the last one of the week. Trying to get your second right in a month.
Not Denver. Spurs. Final answer.
Wrong Texas team. He plays for the Houston Rockets.
Shit.
The Houston Rockets. So we are now at 1-for-12. 1-for-12, ladies and gentlemen. You got one
like
right.
My shooting percentage.
You got one right week one, and you haven't got one right since. This is the cold spell for the centuries.
Somebody throw this man in a fire.
What do you mean?
I've studied all the damn scrubs, the people that didn't
I
play.
Made it easy for you this week. These guys started an NBA game.
I looked at like
you
Jarrell
didn't look
Martin.
At crap. Get
Jarrell
out of here.
Martin plays for Orlando Magic. Something Athens plays for the freaking Trailblazers. Something Nair Jr. or whatever plays for the Utah Jazz.
I got all starters this week, big dog. I tried to make it easy for you. We're talking
Damn
one,
it.
We're talking 1-for-12. That was Name That Scrub. Do you have any final thoughts?
My final thought is make sure you guys go out there and watch our new skit that just came out.
I agree.
It's high quality shit.
I agree.
High quality shit. You like that one, Luke?
That can be my final thought, too, because I don't have one. And that was too quick for me to find one.
Shit.
It was too quick for me to find one. All right, that's all. Spread the word.
Spread it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.